0530.
Parafini, Parafini, Makota Pela, Makota Pela, Yaunga, Unga, Gastoma, Zipiango, Gastoma, Zipiango.
Tika, Titika, Musavim Verera, Quarera, Quarera, Quarera.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon with Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:15. Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio. Tapiri Social Cash Transfer Beneficiaries protest a removal from program. 16-year-old at Chukukili Secondary School pupil collapses and dies. In African news, Nigerian doctors have suspended over death of Adichie's son. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Some beneficiaries of the Cash for Worker Transfer Program in Kapiri Mbonchi District have expressed anger after being unexpectedly left out of the program. The affected people, among them persons with disabilities, the elderly and vulnerable women, have accused some community welfare assistance committee members and social welfare officers of allegedly favoring individuals who do not qualify for the support. The beneficiaries say the development has left them struggling to make ends meet and have since appealed to relevant authorities to intervene in the matter. They told Kumbon Radio News that although the registration process appeared transparent, they're surprised that their names did not appear on the final list of beneficiaries.
No mbali shamashi na nisiwa dabai shidei tulango kwewa tiyari sumai momu kalafula mwalambo kulole denta lama mpaka chumuka fuli nishi impi ya shefu shiri kui inende kwe mpia waka mpole shepantu na lile mbesha na mkompyuta mwonse bali nseenda nishi nsonoku mkopa bali mkopa ebu ilisha nyakwanji dimu ikashuwa mundeke
kakuma tiyo uchonde ilisha nyakuchakura ndati na lile mbeshe hafta na lile mbeshe shina yari fumine no kufuma after ya fuma fai no baisa atupunda mwe vale poke shimpi ya ni mwevu soko tuwale rojele shimpi ya kuwa shire landati amashina enu imwe na amashina ama tuwala pera kwa oro wa shire mkupunda shifuna amashina tuwala pera kwa ya nituwa ya fumine ayamashina shifumine ito tuwala pere so chufoto tule rombako ishi na liandiri ya fumine faino ne mpia wa yandati mjingiro kupoka ishi mpia so inasho ndai ilisha nyako kuja kwa wati mpia shanjishi shiri kuisa mwavu teko ndole kesha hipo cha kwa tapa kumbo kuboko baba pia shiwanzivari polo ndimulima.
Meanwhile, efforts to get a comment from the Minister of Community Development and Social Welfare in Kapiri Mbonchi failed by broadcast time as officers were reportedly out of office. A 16-year-old pupil at Chikupili Secondary School in Luano District of Central Province has died after collapsing on the school premises. Central Province Police Commanding Officer Lemekani Chilwa confirmed the incident, saying it was reported at Mansansa Police Post and Amkushi Police Station around 17:20 hours. The deceased, identified as Mizalia Mulamata, was a Form 2 learner who lived within the school compound. Police say earlier in the day, the pupil attended classes and later returned home around 13 hours while she helped her guardian prepare lunch. Before eating, she reportedly went back to the school to see her aunt, who is a teacher at the institution. Shortly afterwards, she was found lying unconscious outside a classroom and was rushed to Chikupili Rural Health Center, where she was pronounced dead on arrival. Her body has since been taken to Mansansa Mini Hospital, pending a postmortem examination to establish the cause of death. Police have since opened an inquiry into the matter, describing the incident as a case of sudden and unnatural death. Residents of Shantumbu area in Kafua district have praised the construction of a police post in the community, saying it has significantly helped in reducing crime. Speaking on behalf of residents, Chisakane Wada civic leader Kennedy Simotwe said the crime rate has dropped following the construction and handover of the facility. Mr. Simbotwe explained that before the establishment of the police post, residents lived in fear as criminals took advantage of the absence of police officers to attack and steal from people. He said the situation has since improved, with law and order now restored in the area. Mr. Simbotwe was speaking when he joined learners from Shantumbu Primary School in commemorating Police Day at Shantumbu Police Post in an event aimed at strengthening relations between the community and the Zambia Police Service. He also encouraged PPs to report any criminal activities in their community.
One of the concerns that we presented to our government was the construction of this very police post. The need to have a police post here so that we can have enhanced security in our community here in Chisakane. After that was presented, like all of you have mentioned, we have a facility that has helped us with crime, it has helped us reduce crime. We have a place where we can come and report our crimes or the gender-based violence victims can come through and also report. So we're so grateful to the government for giving us this facility through CDF. Okay? Otherwise, remember, don't steal, don't commit crime. Okay? And also, most importantly, do not fear the police.
A Lusaka resident has urged people in Chazanga, Kabanana and surrounding areas to take advantage of the ongoing voter verification exercise being conducted by the Electoral Commission of Zambia. Barnabas Zulu says it is important for eligible voters to verify their details to ensure their information is correct and to confirm their eligibility to participate in the upcoming general elections. Speaking to Combon Radio News, Mr. Zulu noted that it becomes difficult for citizens to take part in elections if they fail to confirm or correct their voter details during the verification period. He added that failing to verify one's details is the same as excluding oneself from exercising the democratic right to vote. Mr. Zulu has therefore encouraged residents in the affected areas to visit designated verification centers before the exercise closes.
Go out there and verify their voters' details. This is essential in order to ensure that their details are correct and also ensuring that they are eligible to take part in the forthcoming August general elections. Without them verifying their details, that will be something difficult for them to take part in the voting process. So we are calling upon every resident who is registered as a voter to ensure that they can go out there and verify their details. You see, if you are not verifying your details, it will mean that you are basically excluding yourself from taking part in the elections.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have our current business rates.
Current business rates on Company Radio.